This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are going to end the week with Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
So, now can we talk about what you mentioned briefly earlier today? And we talked on the phone.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about it. That's been happening over a long time.
I know, but I find it interesting simply because Freddie Reel, who is the publisher of Ammo Land, he is one of the owners of Ammo Land, and one of the editors of Ammo Land. You got him to do some Freedom of Information requests.
Well, it was a cooperative effort. Freddie talked to me about using Freedom of Information Act laws in order to find some material that we wanted to write about and publish on Ammo Land. And one of the things I suggested was that we look at bear attacks, because I could tell from what information I could see online that there were many more attacks than were published in the open media. So Freddie did almost all the work. He sent Freedom of Information Act request to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and it took a while, I think about 2 or 3 months. But eventually, we got back this treasure trove of detailed reports on bear attacks. And there's just dozens of them in there that I had never heard about. And there are some duplicates, too, of course, because they include all of those officially investigated bear attacks. So you have some that I'd already included and read about. But then you have others that that just never made the news at all. And so they're over the next, it may take a year or more to go through all of the worthy stories in there worth telling on Ammo Land. And I'll get started on it. I haven't even completely gotten through this huge file. I think it's about a half a gigabyte file that the Fish and Wildlife Service sent to Freddie. So, and just fascinating things in there. One thing I'll just mention, for example, there's a case in there where a couple of people, a grizzly had a guy down attacking him, and his buddy from 6 feet away used the .38 special to kill the grizzly. 3 shots. So that's the type of thing you haven't heard about much. So, and there were also a few cases where the people used bear spray, but it wasn't enough to stop the attack, and they ended up using firearms to stop the bear.
Let me ask you about bear spray, because it seems like when we hear about this, I saw a video the other day where, and it was one of these TV shows where they're hunting monsters, right? But they're going into bear territory. They're in, I think they're in Alaska. And they're going into bear territory, which Alaska is mainly brown bears, right? Unless you go to Kodiak Island, then it's Kodiak bears. And I mean, they're all big bears, right?
There tend to be, the Kodiak bears and grizzly bears are genetically the same. It's just that the Kodiaks get so much food that they become enormous monsters.
Yeah.
And grizzly bears you find over a huge amount of Alaska, and a lot of their territory overlaps a lot of black bear territory. And then you have the very, very far north where there's not so many black bears. So there's some. And the grizzly territory overlaps some polar bear territory. There isn't really a huge amount of polar bear territory in Alaska, but there is some.
Right. Well, what they were telling these guys that were going to this bear country was that they had guns, But they were the people that were telling them, and these I don't know where they were supposed to be from, or they, you know, but they were telling them bear spray is much better against bears.
Well, they just it comes, it's delusional.
It's like a church, isn't it?
It's just bizarre. What happened, and I think it is partly what people want to hear, you know, selection bias. You hear what you want to hear.
Sure.
And that is that there were these two studies done, one on bear spray, I think it was written in 2008, and then one on firearms in 2012. The first one, I think, was done by Herrero. Let's see, what's it? Stephen Herrero, I think, or Stephen Herrero. And it looked at bear spray usages, and a lot of it was done in parks with rangers harassing bears and things like that. Then the study in 2012 was more of a historical study that was done by Tom Smith, mostly out of Utah, and that looked at incidents where bears attacked people and what happened when they had a firearm. And it's just, the emphasis is hugely different. And what they found is that bear spray worked fairly well to move bears around when they weren't being particularly aggressive, and that firearms sometimes were not effective against bears if you couldn't get at them, or you missed the bear, or you had it unloaded, or the gun malfunctioned. I mean, it's quite a bit different. And so they came up with a figure of 76% effective defensive uses for firearms, and then they said it was about 90. Well, they used it, again, it was a completely mismatch because they looked at the number of people injured by bears with bear spray when there were large groups of people when the bear spray was being used. It came out to something like 2%. But it's completely apples and oranges, or maybe apples and muskox, because the numbers don't really compare. And yet people would choose, they'd look at those numbers and say, well, bear spray is 98% effective, but firearms are only 76% effective. But, yeah, well, when you're looking at actual attacks with firearms and just casually strolling around or curious bears in a park, you know, with bear spray, it's a big difference. You know, they're not comparable. So that's how that happened. And I've seen article after article, and initially Herrero and Smith did not say bear spray is better. In fact, Tom Smith said if he was out hunting and he had a rifle in his hand and somebody said, well, if you had bear spray, would you grab the bear spray since it's so much more effective? And I'm paraphrasing a little, but Smith said, are you crazy? You know, said, why would I drop a perfectly good rifle in my hands if a bear is charging? So it's been hyped, and it's just, what we have seen is that bear spray is not more effective than firearms. Now, that's not to say it's not useful. For example, people who have an aversion to firearms or aren't willing to develop any skill with them, maybe bear spray would be better. It's certainly a lot better than nothing. And how about places where you're not allowed to have firearms, like in much of the Canadian wilderness, for example, or in places like, don't have to worry too much about bears, and unless you go into the zoo and try and get into their enclosure in New York City. But the point is, you know, that, I mean, there have been a couple people killed by polar bears in New York City, which I looked at in my statistics, because they were just foolish, and they, under drugs or Disneyfication or whatever, they figured out a way to get into the polar bear enclosure, and then the polar bear killed them.
That's gotta I never imagined that statistic coming up between us, polar bears killing people in New York. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find the stuff that Dean writes about, which he hasn't written about this yet. This is preliminary stuff we're talking about now. But you can find most of the stuff he has written about, because he's got over 1,500 articles there, at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. You got an article that looks like it's sort of, it's off of the Blue Ridge Parkway. Is that up in North Carolina somewhere?
Yes, it is. It's not too far from Asheville, as I understand, and it's a very popular place.
Yeah, it is. I've been up there. I'm very curious about this. What happened with this particular incident?
Well, what struck me is that it's not a campsite. There's place. It's called, Craggy Gardens, I think, or And it's pretty remote. It's about 25 miles from the nearest place where you can officially sleep overnight.
Right.
And what happened was that a person was there in the campground, and it was about 3 a.m., and somebody tried to break into their vehicle. And exactly what happened, not many details have been left out or been published, but they called 911 first, and then apparently the person continued to attempt the break-in, and they shot him. And it was two men, but I do notice that 2 years ago there had been a rape there on one of the trails at Craggy Gardens, and they had never solved that. And it was 3 a.m., so it was quite dark, and it was very foggy, too, because we have some pictures of the location, and it shows this this diesel van. I think it's a Dodge Freightliner Sprinter, and it's not one that is sold as a recreational vehicle, but I understand they're fairly popular for converting into camper van.
Yeah, that's the new thing, Dean, a van life. Everybody wants to live in a van.
Yeah, right, because you can. I understand that you get bonus points for joining an Activon. I mean, actually, I think it's an interesting lifestyle, and but the it can be pretty inexpensive because you don't have rent. You get power where you can, but most RV places charge you almost enough that you could stay in a cheap motel. Which is why people stay in places like this parking lot of Craggy Gardens. But it turns out that those sort of rest area spots, and Craggy Gardens parking lot is not exactly a rest area, but it's pretty close to the way rest areas are set up, and it's in a pretty remote location. But there's quite a bit of crime that takes place in rest areas. There's it's an attractant for, prostitutes, illicit sexual activity, drug dealing, even robbery, and even murder. I've read of a number of murder cases that happened at rest areas.
Western North Carolina is a, they had a serial killer operating in Pisgah National Forest. There's a lot of stuff happening in Western North Carolina.
Well, I used to say that, there's not much crime in these wild areas. And then a friend of mine said, oh, yeah, well, when you consider how many people are out there, look at this murder and that murder, and it kind of opened my eyes. Because when people think they are out of reach of the law, then a lot of people think, that's the time when they're going to commit crime.
Right.
And then it does happen. So I had a friend of mine when I was down in Panama 30 years ago. We were thinking about a possibility going down into the Darien, which is a wilderness area between Panama and Colombia. I mean, Colombia. No, is it Venezuela? Colombia, I think. Anyway, he said, yeah, the only law you have there is what you carry on your hip. So there's some pretty wild places left in the world.
Yeah. So... yeah, I keep seeing. Have you ever watched? And I'm curious about this. I don't know if you'd ever read about this or talk about this or write anything about it. But have you ever noticed? Have you ever seen the series of documentaries out there about people vanishing in national parks?
Well, I've heard about it. I have, and I've read some books that deal with it a little bit. Not as the primary subject, but kind of peripherally.
Right.
There's Death in Yellowstone, I think, talks about it a little. And then there's a recent book about big carnivores and how they're on the rise and are killing people, and that, people find these bodies and they can't really determine what happened to them. It could have been a predator. I do know that does happen. And, we've also seen that the wild areas are considered often a good place to dump bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that sort of lends itself to that whole wild, lawless thing you were just talking about. But
well, exactly. I mean, if the police are a couple hours away, they're not going to do much good, you know, even if you manage to get a call to them.
Yeah.
And there still are a few areas in the U.S. where you can't get cell service. So there are some not that far away from me here in Arizona. Most places you can get it now, especially if you get up on a high spot, but there's plenty of places where it's you don't get cell service.
Right.
I suspect that people who are less than 20 years old would find that rather incredulous. You mean there's some place your phone doesn't work?
Yeah, that always...
I mean, you know...
I was having a conversation today with a Facebook marketing representative. And she was very young. And there was a bit of contention going on between the two of us. And she was telling me all of these things, like there was just no way to live without Facebook. And I finally just told her, I said, young lady, I remember a time when there was no Facebook. And I learned I learned a very valuable lesson when I went into basic training. I learned it in like the first three days. I don't need all the stuff I think I need.
Oh, yeah.
I can live without a whole lot of things. And, you know, then I found a way around all the nonsense she was feeding me. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I wonder, you know, there probably will be, if we have some kind of problem where the communications go down in the U.S., and I'm not sure just how vulnerable it is. I think it would take something like a really nasty EMP strike or something to.
Right.
Or if the electric power went down for a few days, our cell phones wouldn't work either. But we just don't. I don't know what people will do. I mean, they'll have to undergo withdrawal. Our ancestors did very well with, you know, fire and dances and storytelling.
Yeah, I got books still. I got lots of books. No problem. Real books, too, with pages and everything. Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff at ammoland.com. You got over 15 articles there. Ammoland is one of the most searched. It's within the top 1,000 websites on the planet. And Dean, more people read Dean's stuff in the niche than anybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting Shanksville, Pennsylvania, reminding us that it's important to honor every police officer, firefighter, and EMT.
Today we honor their extraordinary sacrifice and every first responder who keeps America safe.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, also in Shanksville, says what happened on 9/11 shows the character of America itself.
I know it's not uniquely an American trait, but it's a country that never gives up. Ever.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says AstraZeneca's decision to pause its coronavirus vaccine trials shows they are putting safety first. This comes after someone participating in the study started showing signs of an inflammatory syndrome. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing a peace deal that's been 20 years in the making, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcoming long-awaited and what he calls very historic peace talks between the Afghan government and the insurgent Taliban. Warning, though, negotiations between Afghans' warring parties are likely to be a bit contentious.
We're proud of what we've achieved, but it's time for this next step. And I'm mindful of how difficult these conversations will be among the Afghans, but it's theirs for the taking. It's their country.
Pompeo speaking to reporters in Doha, Qatar, where the talks are being held.
At least 30 phones used by members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team all had their data wiped clean before an official could check the devices for records. That's according to documents released yesterday by the Department of Justice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Now, I'm going to presume that you've got some stuff out there that hasn't been published yet.
Yes. I'll mention it because we're getting close, and then when it actually happens, I'll bring it up again. But I've got about five articles in the line in at Amaland, and when they get published, I'll have 1,600 articles at Amaland. So
wow.
We're getting close to 1,600.
So I've been
take a few days to get them published.
I've been short selling you, haven't I? Saying over 1,500.
No, you haven't, because I don't want to get into a counting spree where we do every article. We go, well, it's 1,601. Now it's 1,602. You know, I don't think that's that helpful. But we're getting very close to 1,600.
Well, tell me about one of the ones that you haven't had published yet, simply because I know they get behind, and you're very fast and very prolific. So what am I missing right now?
What happens is that, and I'll mention them because I don't know when they'll be published, but I believe they will, is that if you have an article that is not particularly time-dependent, you know, they like to keep a few of those around so that if they get short of an article somewhere, they can put that in, and doesn't have to be published right away.
Sure, sure.
You know, and one of those is the third in my series about silencers, homemade silencers, and you know, form ones and what it means politically. I've published two in the series, and the third one is waited for an opportune time. But it's in there. And then I have one that I just thought was interesting because I've been personally involved in it somewhat, and that is an article on military lasers and where we stand in the U.S. on military lasers. And it appears that we are right on the edge of fielding tactical military lasers. And the advances in laser technology is just going forward in leaps and bounds, and they're talking within 3 years of having 300 megawatt Yeah, no, 300 kilowatt. That's right. Must be kilowatt. Tactical lasers. They put them out on, you know, you've got to have a big generator for something like that to have enough power. They put them out on a heavy equipment mover. And they believe that that 300, I'm going to say kilowatt. I don't have the article in front of me. Laser can knock down hypersonic cruise missiles on the way in. And then the current ones, they just tested one in Germany that could knock down drones out to a couple kilometers away. And then and that has been tripled in power when it's going to be fielded in this coming year. So we're not quite Buck Rogers yet in that we don't have laser guns that you carry in a holster, for example, but we have lasers mounted on vehicles, and we'll be mounting lasers on ships and even on aircraft to shoot down incoming missiles and even artillery shells. So that article is, you know, it's not super timely. As long as it's published in the next year, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
And I just was interested in it because I had worked on some of the programs to develop these laser weapons. And the first one I remember working on was, I was in the chain, so to speak, and I loaned some people to go gather data on this test. And that was in 1976, and at that time, an early proof of principle laser was able to shoot down a helicopter under ideal conditions. So those are a couple of them that are in the queue.
Yeah, I just
I
only have one point of reference, and that's what I do. And except for SHOT Show, where I was recording just days and days of stuff there while I was there, plus the fact that I couldn't be live because the internet there was so bad. It just, you know, when I'm doing my media, I want it out there as fast as I can get it. I admire your discipline.
Well, I like it to get it out there fast too, but you know that I realize that there are needs, you know, by publishers, and so I try to work with them. You know, an article I'd like to talk about, I don't know if you noticed it, is about that Hawaii decision involving knives.
We got 3.5 minutes in this segment, and we got all of the next segment. So if you want to start, go ahead. And I will have to stop you because it'll be about the time you get into the meat and potatoes. But Hawaii is under the spotlight right now, both with guns and knives. So go ahead.
Yes, well, Hawaii is one of the least friendly states for the Second Amendment. It's virtually impossible to get a carry permit for a firearm. I think they give it out to like 10 or 12 security guards and maybe one private citizen in a given year. Some years they don't have any. And there is a court case, the Young court case that you're quite familiar with, that addresses that. Well, a few years ago, they outlawed butterfly knives, balisongs. And the logic for doing it was specious. It didn't really make any sense. And since we have had the Supreme Court decision in Catano out of Massachusetts that said all bearable weapons fall under the Second Amendment protection. And so a group in Hawaii sued the Hawaii government and said, look, you cannot just ban an entire class of knives for no particular reason. They're protected by the Second Amendment. And the judge at the Hawaii District Court made some just, I think, bizarre leaps of logic. He said, well, look, let's assume, for the sake of argument, that knives are protected under the Second Amendment. And I'm trying, you know, it's just like, how would you ever argue they weren't? You know, edged weapons were specifically mentioned in the debates about the Second Amendment. I don't think anybody would say that they're not useful as defensive arms. But anyway, so he said, okay, well, let's assume that. So we'll assume they are protected under the Second Amendment. But even if they're covered by the Second Amendment, he says, the state can ban them if they want to. The Second Amendment, he implicitly stated, doesn't really mean anything as long as you just ban little pieces of it here and there.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
okay.
That's the gist of his argument. And you can understand that he thinks he'll get away with it because the Supreme Court refuses to enforce Second Amendment rights. They've been deadlocked, I guess is the best way to put it.
You know, as far as the balisong is concerned, and I know how to deploy a balisong. I don't know how to do all of the little manual
of
arms.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do that stuff, and I don't even know how effective that is. I know how to get it out. As far as a knife, if I'm going to carry a knife and I'm like, I may have to use this knife as a fighting knife, the balisong is not going to be the one I go for. They always seem to ban the most frivolous stuff, don't they?
Well, what happened, I am convinced that it's the same thing as what happened with switchblade knives.
Yeah.
Is you had movies or, in the term of switchblades, they had a Broadway show.
Yeah, yeah.
That showed the knives being used in some way that people disapprove of.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So they're like, Oh my God.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break, talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the knives that have been banned in Hawaii, which Hawaii's never seen any sort of weapon type they don't want to ban. And you can find this at the top page of Ammoland. All contributors, Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Dean Weingarten, as we do. We were just talking about the whole thing about Hawaii and the knives they banned. Was the Bali Song the only knife that they banned, or did they ban knives as well?
They previously had banned switchblades. And what happened is that a number of years ago, somebody said, well, Bali Songs are not switchblades. And the court said, yeah, you're right. They're technically not switchblades, so they're not banned. So then they passed a separate law banning Bali Songs. I mean, and this is the whole crux of how they are attacking the Second Amendment. And what the judge said in this case is he said, look, as long as we just ban a particular knife, that's not banning all knives, so it's constitutionally okay. And I call it the salami slice method of destroying the Second Amendment. Well, if we just ban this knife, and then if we just ban that knife, and then if we just ban this pistol, and then if we just ban that ammunition, eventually you have nothing left. It's all been salami sliced away. The very first, what I'd call the first salami slice, is this claim that Heller was a very, very narrow decision. It only protected the defense of self and others in the home with commonly available handguns. Nothing else. So anything outside of that, is what these people say, is outside the core of the Second Amendment, so we can ban it.
So what do they refer to as a commonly available handgun there?
Well, that's it. And in this decision on knives, the guy said, well, I don't even hold that all commonly available handguns are protected under Heller.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so what he's saying is that if you ban all magazines that hold more than one round of ammunition, and you do it bit by bit, you know, we'll start with all magazines over 10 rounds, and then maybe we'll go to all magazines over 5 rounds, see? And then, or if you ban all ammunition, greater power than, say, a 22 short, as long as you do it in increments, little bit by little bit, or if you ban all carry outside the home, which they already have done, essentially in Hawaii and New York City, well, that's all okay, because it's not covered directly, specifically mentioned by Heller. But Heller says you can't just say I want to ban something and ban it under the Second Amendment. You have to have a higher level of scrutiny. And I don't know, but I'll try to lay it out in simple terms. The court has evolved this idea in the last few decades that you don't just decide if something violates a constitutional right or not. There are levels of violation as it might occur, or it doesn't violate it if it's peripheral. So strict scrutiny means that it can only be allowed, the government can only be allowed to do things in very unusual circumstances. Like you can ban prisoners from having guns. That doesn't, you say that doesn't really violate their Second Amendment right. Well, that's strict scrutiny. Then underneath that, they have a level they call intermediate scrutiny, which is pretty recent. And it's saying, well, what if there's something that's not really super important to the right that's being banned? But it's related, it's in there somehow. And, you know, can't the government, if it's a really important thing, you know, ban this kind of peripheral thing? And the government will have to prove their case. They have to prove it's important. They have to prove that their law actually has an effect to do what they want. And they'll call that intermediate scrutiny. Right. And then there's what the lowest level is rational basis. And basically rational basis means everything goes. Because to have a law held to be unconstitutional under rational basis, the people who are complaining, not the government, the plaintiffs, have to prove that there is absolutely no rational reason for this law to exist. And it doesn't, you know, the rational reason doesn't have to be mentioned in legislative debates or anything. It just has to be that somebody in some fairy tale can come up with some way to say why it might be rational to have that law. So it's almost impossible to have a law ruled unconstitutional under rational basis scrutiny. And what the appeal courts have done with the Second Amendment is they've devolved intermediate scrutiny. First they say, well, you know, anything that's outside of this super small area that we call the core of the Second Amendment deserves intermediate scrutiny. And then they devolve intermediate scrutiny down so it essentially becomes rational basis. Because they don't require the government to prove anything, they just use an overall standard, say, well, just safety. Safety is an important thing about government, and all these gun laws and restrictions and bans and everything, they have to do with safety. So we don't have to prove that they actually do anything for safety. We just have to say safety. And then we don't have to show that, you know, the law makes things better. We just have to say it does. As our, you know, we're government, we say it works, so then that's enough. Well, that amounts essentially to just rational basis. And that's where the courts in these circuits that are hostile to the exercise of Second Amendment rights, particularly the Second Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, and there are others, they've devolved Heller to mean, well, everything can be regulated except for some handguns in the home sometimes for purposes of self-defense. That's essentially what it's come down to. I mean, the appeals courts have said you can ban carry outside the home. You can ban certain kinds of ammunition. You can ban semi-automatic rifles. You can ban magazines. And the Supreme Court has been unwilling to take up any of those cases. Now, I understand what's going on in the Supreme Court. You've got half the court that is adamantly opposed to any exercise of the Second Amendment in a meaningful way. And you've got half the court that seems to be willing to uphold the Second Amendment as a fundamental right. And then you got John Roberts, who, you know, doesn't always seem to know what he wants to do. And in important cases, it often seems he goes with the people who don't believe the Constitution really means anything.
Right.
So both of those sides can't know which way Roberts is going to jump. So what happens? You know, we don't get anything. The court gets deadlocked. Our liberties are not protected. And more cases pile up in circuits hostile to the Second Amendment, saying basically the Second Amendment doesn't really mean anything. And that's what I see is happening. So it's,
right.
What it means is that the courts are not going to protect us particularly well until we get a change of justices at the Supreme Court level. And that means that the election becomes more important than a particular court case.
Yeah.
Because if President Trump is reelected, we have a good chance of getting jurists to actually believe the Constitution means something. And if they don't, we have a very good chance of getting jurists who believe that it means whatever a progressive wants it to mean, and and a good chance Kamala Harris has gone on the record as saying we should pack the courts. We should find another six leftist jurists to go on the Supreme Court so that they'll vote the way the progressives want. So it really comes down to the election.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And those are all good points and everything else. I've never done that deep a dive on the justices. I knew about intermediate scrutiny. I didn't know about rational basis. I'd never heard of that before. So that's fun to know. Anyway.
Well, I hope it wasn't too deep.
It was deep enough. It was deep enough. You know, nobody drowned, though. Now, just so we know, the way things are looking, everything's going to be copacetic come Wednesday. Will you be joining me on Wednesday?
Yes, I believe I will, you know, barring misadventure.
Well, let's not have any misadventures, shall we?
Yeah, well, you know, those don't always, not always by choice, you know.
I know.
Happens, yeah.
I know more than anybody knows that one, Dean. But anyway, I want to take the time to thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much.
It is always a pleasure, Bill. I always enjoy coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Going to be back on Monday. And between now and then, you should do this. You should remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Keep your eyes open. Don't panic. Prepare. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.